Half of this jacket is heaven, and the other half is earth. So heaven, earth. And the Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, and they were a completely harmonized reality. They were completely zipped up. They were completely interconnected, so much so that God's overarching, protective, life-giving rule was over everything, and everything absolutely thrived. And human beings were made to be stewards, to look after all of God's creation. And to enable them to do this, they were made in the image of God. They were given the insight and the authority and the wisdom and the power and the grace to be like God in the midst of his creation, man and woman. And the beautiful responsibility was coupled with a beautiful privilege and the joy, and heaven and earth were completely intertwined. They were completely zipped up. But we know the story, and if we don't know the story, we've certainly experienced the story. And the story is that human beings decided that we liked the idea of being like God, we liked the privilege, but we didn't like the responsibility so much, because it just felt like a lot of hard work. Looking after the whole of creation, tending to the planet and the animals, and loving each other and serving each other and caring for everything, it just sounded like a lot of hard work. And so human beings decided that they didn't want that responsibility. They wanted to be like God, but they didn't want to do what God does, which is to give and provide and bless and rule in a protective, loving way. And the great unzipping happened. Heaven and earth became unzipped. And the Bible tells us what we've already experienced as to what does that look like. It looks like death. It leads to death whenever heaven and earth are separated, whenever God and human beings become parted from each other. Because whenever the zip was up, whenever heaven and earth were one integral reality, human beings, men and women, were able to talk to God like we talk together, and were able to hear God, and were filled with his love and filled with his power, and knew exactly what to do and when to do it. They knew exactly what to say and how to say it. They were just like Jesus. That death looks like what we see on the news and what we experience all around us every day. Violence, domestic violence, antisocial behavior, trying to fill the hole in our lives by eating too much, drinking too much, gambling, chemicals, all sorts of stuff. Making ourselves feel better by pushing people down, bullying them, abusing them. Whether that's a country abusing another country, whether it's a person abusing another person. And all of us have been on the receiving end of those things, and all of us have been on the giving end of those things. So that's what it looks like whenever we live in the great unzipping between heaven and earth. The Bible tells us in the Old Testament how God, hungry for relationship, hungry for restoration, through Moses and through the prophets and through the people of Israel, brought about places where there was a touching point, touching points between heaven and earth. But they never took. They were just touching points where people experienced God, but there was no deep, lasting connection. Some deep work of restoration needed to happen. And then God himself came as a man, Jesus Christ. And he did that thing which is the hardest thing to do when it comes to pulling up a zip. The hard thing to do is actually making the connection, isn't it? The number of times I've struggled to try and get a zip to connect. This coat's not too bad, but if other coats like it takes a good few minutes to get yourself sorted. Sounds pretty sad, but it does. Jesus did the great connection. On the cross, he died to reconcile heaven and earth, for heaven to embrace the world. And through his blood shed, he brought heaven and earth together again. And the connection was made. And so what's been happening ever since with the pouring out of the Holy Spirit into the lives of the people of God and the extension of the kingdom of God, that with every passing day and month and year, the great zipping is happening. Heaven and earth are unstoppably being brought together, and nothing, nothing, nothing. I can't believe it. My jacket's just got stuck. Hold on a second, this is not in the script. Slight adjustment. Nothing can stop it, the fact that heaven and earth have been and are being brought together in Jesus Christ. There was a man who came home from work one day really tired after a day's work, looking forward to putting his feet up. And as he came in, his young son ran up to him and said, "Daddy, Daddy, will you play with me?" And he looked at the newspaper he just picked up, and he thought quickly, and he saw there was a picture of the earth. So he pulled the picture of the earth out, and he held it up to his young son, and he said, "Son, you love puzzles. Take a good look at that." And then he ripped it up into small pieces, and he handed it to his son, and he said, "Now, there's a puzzle for you. See if you can put it back together again." And the young son went off to the next room to have a look at the puzzle. And the father put the feet up and opened the paper and thought, "I've got a good half hour here to enjoy reading the paper." A few minutes later, the young son was back. "Finished, Daddy. It's all done." Daddy was like, "What? How do you do that?" And he said, "Daddy, it was easy. There was a picture of a man on the other side. I knew if I could put the man back together, I could put the world back together." That is how God is bringing together heaven and earth. The ones who are made in the image of God, who are responsible for the great unzipping, is also the place where God has said, "This is where the restoration is going to begin among human beings whom I've put in charge of everything." And so today is a zipping up point. Baptism is a zipping up point. Baptism is a place where the Spirit of Jesus Christ is at work in someone's life, and undoubtedly has already been at work in someone's life, and is planting heaven on earth in a person's heart and person's life. And so baptism is a place where heaven and earth are coming together. And so that's what's been happening today in Matthew's life and Samuel's life. And we've had the privilege of being part of that and praying for them and being witnesses to it. Heaven and earth coming together. Sometimes when we think about heaven, we may well think of a location in the space-time continuum that just somehow seems to be a little bit out of reach, that we can't quite see it. But actually, that's not really the way the Bible talks about heaven. The Bible talks about heaven not so much as a place, but as a time. That heaven is the time, the era to come, whenever everything and everyone will gratefully accept the life-giving, protective rule of God. Everyone will appreciate having a heavenly father and letting him be in charge, because he knows best. And so Christians are people of the future living in the present. We are people who in the Lord's Prayer are calling the time of heaven into the here and now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So whenever we encounter sickness, we pray for healing in the name of Jesus. I have seen many, many people healed. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. I've been healed myself in a number of ways over the years. Because God is a God who made our bodies, and God can restore and is restoring all things. The day is coming when Jesus Christ returns and the zip is completely up. Heaven and earth are completely intertwined once more. And God's life-giving, protective rule will be over everything. And we look forward to that day. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more sickness. There'll be no more anxiety. There'll be no more betrayal or faithlessness. There'll be no more locks on doors. No more law courts. No more hospitals. No more prisons. That day is coming. The day of completeness, when there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. And all who are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ will be in a new heaven and a new earth. Those who trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. The amazing thing is for us that in the meantime, we get to be ambassadors, agents of the upzipping. In our day-to-day lives, amazingly, by the Spirit of God at work within us, we get to co-work with God in the great upzipping. That the decisions we make and the things that we do actually contribute to the great upzipping between heaven and earth. We have become players in the game. And that doesn't mean that we just avoid doing what's bad to other people. The Ten Commandments were all about don't hurt each other. And Jesus said, that's all good. But it's only half the story. So the golden rule that we heard read today by Sarah didn't say, just try and avoid hurting each other. It said, treat other people the way you would want to be treated. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Now that's a whole different ball game. It's one thing, and it's hard enough not hurting other people in some way by our words or actions. And none of us apart from Jesus have managed to do that. But Jesus' life was described not as someone who never hurt someone, but as someone who went around doing good and releasing people who were under the power of the devil. That's how one verse in Acts of the Apostles describes his life. And you and I, by the power of the Holy Spirit, have the opportunity to bring God's blessing into people's lives. In our family, in our neighborhoods, in our friends, in our workplaces, we get to be agents for good. But that's a big ask. It's a big ask in the staff room. It's a big ask in the online meeting. It's a big ask in the midst of social care, caring for people. It's a big ask in the boardroom or in the till in Tesco's. It's a big ask everywhere. Which is why when Jesus says, treat others the way you want to be treated, he says, you're going to need a lot of help. And what's his advice? Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Because if you do, you will receive, you will find, and the door will be opened to you. In other words, you'll be given everything that you need to be like Jesus in this world. the last day or two, I had a thought. And the thought was, and I have this thought quite frequently, what if Nigel Parker's so broken that it's too big a job even for God? And then, as we were saying the last week or so, I caught myself on. I thought, is that not the height of arrogance? To think that somehow my brokenness is too big for God to handle. But isn't that what we sometimes, each of us, think? God, you could sort everyone else out, but only I know the depth of my depravity. The mess of your life is not too big for God to handle. And the mess of my life is not too big for God to handle. Because what are we except a little tooth in the big zip of Jesus Christ restoring all things? And not just restoring us, but using us in this world to be players, to be men and women with responsibility, and to actually do good to other people with every opportunity, in every day, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And what's the great secret, Jesus says, to how to do this? Help! You just keep asking for help. Just keep seeking. Just keep knocking. Just keep asking. Because God the Father always has open hands. And he's always ready to give. And he gives the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Gifts of healing, gifts of mercy, gifts of encouragement, gifts of prophecy, gifts of leadership, gifts of pastoral care, gifts of practical help. He gives everything that's necessary. So shall we stand? And let's just stand for a moment in the quietness. Perhaps you have something or some things you'd like to ask God for. And you maybe thought it's too big. It's physical healing. It's healing of a relationship. It's someone you know you'd love to see come to faith in Jesus Christ. It's a problem in your workplace or family, or it's a lack of resources or a job that you need or debt that needs sorted out, or just a constant anxiety that you need God to give you peace in. Why don't we spend a moment in silence and ask quietly for what it is that you need God to show up and to give you.